In future appointments to the Port and Harbor Advisory Committee, representatives will not need to own a vessel or a business to get a seat. Before the Assembly's Tuesday vote, these were the regulations on who is to make up the 7-member committee. 3 commercial vessel owners, 2 non-commercial vessel owners, 1 tariff-regulated company owner or representative, and 1 community member at large who has a business related to harbor activities. A request from resident Mike Danker spurred the changes to committee qualifications. Danker argued that it is a violation of the 14th Amendment to require a resident own a specific type of property to qualify for a seat on the Port and Harbor Committee. He said it takes away residents' constitutional right to be considered for public service without discriminatory qualifications. Most of the Haines Assembly members at Tuesday's meeting agreed. Here's Ron Jackson.
The harbor is not just the multiple user groups that are primary users down there. It's a resource of the entire community. And to balance that membership out a little more equally is the right thing to do myself. So
the new composition takes out the ownership requirement and replaces it with experience. It also takes 1 seat from the commercial vessel experienced contingent and adds an additional seat for a member of the public at large. The current Port and Harbor Committee and Harbor Master Sean Bell do not agree with all those changes. They protested reducing the number of seats for commercial vessel representatives. They also asked for 3 years minimum experience to be the requirement. Here's Assemblyman Dave Barry's response.
It's only fair the entire population to get it as evenly as numbered as we could, and that's why I appreciate what they do for us. But we have a wider crowd to answer to as an assembly member than just people that use the ports and harbor.
The assembly approved the requirement changes in a 4-1 vote, with Diana Lapham opposed. Assembly member George Campbell was not present at the meeting. The changes will not affect the current Port and Harbor Committee, but they will apply to future appointments. The Assembly also approved a revised harbor fee schedule that increases annual and transient moorage fees. Borough Manager Dave Sosa says the revisions will generate more revenue to help close slightly but not completely the gap between harbor revenue and costs. Harbor Master Bell says the revenue expected from the increases will total about $10,500 for the 2015-16 moorage year. The Assembly unanimously approved the revised fee schedule. They also unanimously approved a request from Chilkat River Adventures to add a town tour to the company's list of permitted commercial tour activities. Here's Mayor Jan Hill.
As you all know, I spend my Wednesdays at the cruise ship dock, and this will be invaluable to the community, getting people uptown. They tend to want to use the shuttle, which brings people to town and drops them off as a tour, and it just doesn't work. There's not enough time to get everybody uptown and provide a tour on the same bus. So I think that this is a good idea, and I think it might help us when we have that long line over there.
The tour would pick up visitors from the cruise ship dock and take them on a 1-hour expedition, which could include Main Street, Front Street, Picture Point, Fort Seward, Dalton City, and the Cannery. The next Borough Assembly meeting is scheduled for August 25th. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.